Hi, everybody. This is Billy Morgan, joined by Harding softball coach Phil Berry by phone today as we talk about back in 2017, the Lady Bisons on this date went to Bethany, Oklahoma, scored 20 runs in a game and won 20-3 over Southern Nazarene. Coach Berry, that was a magical season in 2017, but just talk about what you remember from that game, because the most runs scored in a game in Harding history happened on this day back in 2017.
Good to hear from you, Billy, and good talking to you. We went out to Southern Nazarene that spring, and we were in the middle of a really good winning streak that culminated in about 27 games. And the first game of the day, we actually scored 10 runs in a 10-6 victory, and Autumn Humes had six RBIs, and including a grand slam in game one. And so we started off the series with a win and got into game two, and actually it was a really, really tight game. We had scored unearned runs in the first and the third and had a 2-1 lead going to the top of the fourth before the floodgates opened up. And, of course, at Southern Nazarene that year, the wind was blowing like crazy. And if I remember right, it was blowing really, really hard from the right field corner to the left field corner. And pretty much you knew if a ball got up into the air going out toward left field, it was going to carry over the fence. And, you know, that played a factor into the day as well.
And Brooklyn Moon had the big hit, the grand slam. It was her first home run on the season. Amanda Burden also homered. You talked about the ball carrying, and obviously Moon and Burden took advantage of that.
Yeah, they got their home runs in the sixth where we scored 10 runs. To kind of put everything out of reach. But the game really opened up in the fourth inning. We put up a seven spot and did that with only one extra base hit. It was kind of death by a thousand cuts for them, where we let off the inning. Amanda Berry got a double, and then through the course of the inning, we had three walks and four more singles and scored seven runs to kind of open up a 9-1 lead at that point. And what up until then was a very, very close game. And then when we came back around in the sixth, that's when we did kind of the big damage. And again, it started with an Amanda Burden home run, and then we got a base hit and kind of batted around the order with a few singles and that sort of thing. And then finally, Brooke Moon comes up and hits a grand slam, kind of cap it off and get us to the 20 runs that we finished with for that game.
Alexis Law Eldon also had a big day. She drove in three runs in that game. Peyton Mills drove in five runs in the game, and Autumn Humes drove in three runs in the game.
We had a lot of fun with the lineup as a whole really being productive in that particular game. And, you know, after Autumn had six RBIs in the first game, she comes back and adds three more in that game. Like you mentioned, Peyton has five. Alexis goes two for two with two walks and three RBIs. So a lot of production out of the lineup, and kind of capped off, as we mentioned, with Brooke Moon getting her first home run, and nice for that to be a grand slam for her.
Now, Phil Berry, before we say goodbye, and obviously we're doing this by phone because we're not playing softball right now, the season coming to a quick end in 2020.
For all of the spring sport athletes, our world changed almost overnight, where we went from preparing to get on a bus, and in our case for softball, preparing to get on a bus to go to Oklahoma Baptist, and then that same evening finding out that our season's over, and then helping our players get home and then transitioning to an online academic environment. And I think one of the things that you teach your athletes to do is to kind of control what they can control. Do what you can do with whatever hands you're dealt with, and try not to get overwhelmed by external factors that you can't control. And obviously this is one of those things we can't control. We just have to do what our authorities are asking us to do, make sure everybody's safe. And our players have done a great job of that, of getting home, creating an academic environment where they can adjust and continue with their studies, and then turn their attention to what they need to do to prepare themselves to play again for most of them, and prepare for next season. And we've had the opportunity to get on some Zoom conferences with the players and some FaceTime chats and some other ways that we can communicate. and just kind of support each other, love on each other a little bit, and get ready to deal with whatever comes our way in the coming weeks and months.
All right, Coach Berry, we thank you so much for your time. We wish you and your family the best, and we'll talk to you soon.
Same to you, Billy, and thanks for the call.
Thanks to Harding softball coach Phil Berry for joining us for this day in Harding Sports. For HardingSports.com, this is Billy Morgan saying thanks for being with us, and have a great day, everybody.